a lot of the feds that I've talked to are basically, at this point, keeping their heads down and just doing their jobs. Because it's really hard to tell which way the wind is going to blow because it keeps blowing in all these different directions. Because we have been doing, even just recently on the Federal Drive, done stories about hiring blitzes.
Right.
And on the other hand, you hear stories about pay freezes and not so much furloughs. Let's stay away from the F word because it frightens people and it's a holiday season. instead, let's talk about attrition.
Yeah.
You know? And so what's going to happen? Hey, my crystal ball is cracked.
Yeah. No, it's and we always avoid that because it's what's the best that happens is we're right. And it's, you know, it doesn't help anything.
And we're often right, so it really doesn't bring us any glory.
Well, it's just really hard for us. It's a burden that we share. But one of the interesting things that I'm going to be watching for next year is, you know, we talk about the age of austerity, but we know there are some things like cybersecurity. I'm guessing cybersecurity will probably see increases in spending just because you got to do it.
I think you're going to see increases in spending in cybersecurity, anything involving stuff like e-health.
Yeah.
I also say, and I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Oh, a limb.
I think you're going to see increases in spending in law enforcement. Federal law enforcement, not just border patrol, but patrols of federal establishments, federal facilities, keeping things safe. The whole "if you see something, say something" campaign.
Right.
I think you're going to see more, maybe NIH police, maybe more police at places like Fort Meade where NSA is. I think you're going to see more law enforcement built up, assuming that we're going to be able to see that hiring blitz continue. Yeah. Just wait for it. See what happens. And maybe I'm wrong. And then, you know, haha, joke's on me.
And still one of the big stories for the year for me was it came just last week when the Treasury Inspector General comes out and says, you know, IRS modernization isn't the biggest management challenge
it's
facing.
It's security.
It's security.
And
it's
not cybersecurity. It's personal security.
All the horrible stories that we've seen about, you know, there was the plane that flies into a IRS building in Austin, Texas.
Right.
Crazy things like that happening. And I mean, it's very real. This sort of anti-Fed aspect.
Yeah, that's, and for me, people, that's kind of new.
And it's just people doing their jobs, for goodness sakes. It's a little bit, it feels a little bit crazy.
Creepy.
Yeah, creepy.
On that note,
goodbye
2010.
Happy holidays, everybody. I often say this, but, you know, Amy used to be with me here in the afternoon and miss you terribly.
Me too.
But it's so, you know, one of the great things about this radio station is I get to work with great people like you. So happy holiday. Honestly, from the heart of my bottom or whatever that's supposed to be.
Ew.
Bottom of my heart, yes,
awkward.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Thanks.
Happy holidays, and yay 2011.
Yes, thank you. And yes, I am very much looking forward to 2011 on a variety of levels, and I know you are too.
Yeah, it'll be a fun year.
It's going to be a fun year, and I miss working with you, but I don't, you know, I mean, getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning is a different sensation, but I don't miss the traffic. Don't have to worry about traffic at 2 a.m.
No, never. It's great.
So, have a great year.